Welcome back to Going Over, live from the Archview Flooring Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Gap Band.
I know.
1982. 82?
82.
Wow. Released a song in tribute to what happened. How many years ago would that have been? I'm just terrible. I'm trying to figure out the math here.
72.
Okay. My issue wasn't what year it happened. It was...
the math.
It was, what is 2017 minus 1945?
It's 72.
That was where the issue got me. I didn't want to say 60 and look like a dummy. Final segment here for the week of Going Over. Kenny Albert on today. We had Ben Boyd from Camel X on yesterday.
A lot of Radio Wars.
A lot of controversy around that one.
I mean, Twitter was alive with that last night.
Yeah, it was.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. We were supposed to be out at the Woodlands Golf Course in Alton today. That got rained out, but we will be there coming up at the we will be there next Saturday. We had a few people we were supposed to golf with today. I know your brother was going to join us out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Marisak
was going to be out there as well.
A few other folks.
The 8:30 Recreator was going to be out there.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the SIUE Science Building Bathroom Destroyer?
I have no idea. I have no clue. By the way, Grove's telling me we have breaking news of the old school wrestling. No, Grove, that's not breaking news. That was tweeted at me days ago. Days ago,
I try and send stuff to Joe that I think is
I just saw
kind of relevant and new. He goes, "Yeah,
Iggy
I saw that."
Posted on
ago.
The fan pin just a second ago, and I'm like, "Oh, that's interesting." And
D-Bear tweeted it at me. I want to say several days ago. I want to say it was either D-Bear. Was it D-Bear? It was 2x07. Not sure which one was that.
Oh,
tweeted
buddy
it at
Sean
me.
Connors. Hmm. 007.
Not sure which one tweeted it at me, but one of them did. But yeah, they're September 12th. Jim Duggan, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Road Warrior Animal, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will be out there. I just hope I can get approved for a credential.
Where are they going to be, Joe?
Well, the Cardinals have had, you know, they were in the news this week for not credentialing people.
Oh, they're going to be they're going to be at the Cardinal game?
Yeah, they're going to be at the Cardinal game for old school wrestling night.
Oh, you
it's a theme night.
You can't just go cover that. Not
it's
allowed.
A theme night.
Not allowed. Again, what the hell's going on at Busch Stadium?
I'm going to get credentialed Friday just to go talk wrestling to Matt Adams.
No, you can't do that. It's against the rules.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Yeah, that's
I'm going to be quiet. I don't want you to lose your credentials.
That's what I'll be doing earlier this week. Okay, well, hey, you know what? Instead, we'll play nice, and we'll just do our Bloomin' Idiot of the week.
He's a Bloomin' Idiot.
So, I was going to use... I did have a few examples. I was going to use Stan Kroenke. Was going to go with him.
He's an idiot.
For the big game hunting that he was going to put on TV.
Yeah.
I was thinking of going with the high school in Las Vegas who decided that it was a good idea to hire former Baylor coach Dave Bliss as their basketball coach. Remember Dave Bliss?
I do, and not for good reasons.
He attempted to frame former player Patrick Dennehy as a drug dealer in order to provide cover for himself after teammate Carlton Dotson murdered him in 2003. In 2005, he was issued a 10-year show cause notice. So since then, he's jumped around a few places. Calvary Chapel Christian School hired him to be their basketball coach. He covered up a murder to protect himself, and now he's been hired by a high school.
Well, that's just fantastic.
Think he makes it to the first game?
Nope.
Wouldn't think so. So I was going to have that high school as our Bloomin' Idiot of the Week. But last Sunday, the NFL Network ran a segment.
Yeah.
Which, it's summertime. It would have been July. It still would have been July. You know, NFL Network in July, you got to find stuff to fill the airtime.
And they ran a hockey segment.
No. Oh, they ran a football segment.
Oh, okay.
Where they predicted the wins and losses of the Seattle Seahawks 16-game schedule.
Okay.
They went through and picked how they thought the team was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks even tweeted about it. They caught win. They wanted to tweet about it. The Seahawks punter saw this segment and wanted to tweet about it. They wanted to tweet about it because the NFL Network was using Seattle's 2016 schedule.
Ooh.
Elliot Harrison and Heath Evans broke down all 16 games.
Ooh.
And did not realize at all that they were picking.
I'm going to call that
16 schedule.
It's also a blooming idiot, but it's also just a big old swing and a miss.
It's just mistakes, yeah.
A swing and a miss.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel a little bad for him, right?
I guess so.
I feel a little bad for him. So, yeah, by the way, the Seahawks, their tweet, they tweeted at the NFL Network and said, "Hey, at NFL Network, we're going to guess that we'll go 10-5-1.
I like the response. That's funny.
Yeah. I would imagine they will spend a lot more time going, checking the producers, directors at the NFL Network.
When you have 30-plus teams to go through, I mean, it's hard to get the schedules right. It's hard.
No, it shouldn't be.
No, it's hard. I'm telling you that it is.
You're a billion-dollar company.
New.
You should be able to Google 2017 schedule.
You don't have a lot of resources.
No, they do.
Oh,
again,
they do.
Billion-dollar company.
Oh, so they have a lot of resources. Hmm.
Yeah. By the way, I think this might have also just taken it to the Rams. Just tweeted out a picture of their kicker, punter, and long snapper.
Yep.
And they tweeted it out with "Name a better trio, Will Waits."
I'm sure. And who is this?
The Rams.
No, but who'd they tweet out?
The picture of their punter, kicker, and long snapper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, I really can't think of anybody off the top of my head. Oh, wait a minute. Everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Grove's already chimed in. Tinker. Tinker ever a chance. Wow. That's bad. That's bad social mediaing.
God, and they just suck at everything.
Mm-hmm.
They just suck. I'm sure the people there are very, very nice. I'm sure they are. But they just suck at everything. They suck at football. They suck at in-game presentation. They suck at social media.
They're good at giving Rams rules.
Sack.
We got to get out of here. It is, we are out of time. So we will wrap things up. Appreciate everybody's work. Back to Giamatti and Matt Grover back at the Archview Flooring Studios. Thank you to everybody that texted in today as well. For Andy Hanselman, I'm Joe Roderick. This has been Going Over on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com.